Hello, hello. Welcome to the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado. I am here with Danny Mulcahy. And on today's episode, we are talking about principles of leadership, but specifically the principle of leadership that is, if it's to be, it's up to me, which speaks into responsibility at the end of the day. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So welcome, Danny. Thank you for being here. Yeah, I'm excited about this. I love talking about the principles of leadership, principles of accomplishment, steps to mastery. I love all of that stuff. And I know that you and I were talking a little bit yesterday about going on a deep dive in each of those. That just got me so excited and so inspired to do that. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Right off the bat, when I talk about if it's to be, it's up to me, there's so much power and so much freedom in that for me, or is available for you when you understand what that means without getting it confused. Because this is one of the things that I see a lot of people almost are intimidated by, because it sounds like, and I know that when you say it, it almost sounds like you have to do everything yourself. Like, if it's to be, it's up to me. But that's not really what it means inherently. Yes, if you want something to happen, it is always only up to you to have that happen. However, you get to enroll, or you get to ask, or you get to invite people to be on your team so that you ensure that it happens. But you're going to take responsibility for it because it's what you want. And then when we talk about responsibility in this transformational leadership context, responsibility is just, again, there's a lot of freedom in it. What's your take on it?
The way I kind of sum it up is that I make sure it's done, and I can choose to delegate authority, but not responsibility for it, because it's my responsibility if it gets done.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, I get to make sure it gets done, and I can delegate authority, but not responsibility, because it's my responsibility that it gets done.
So we're not passing it along to people. And like I said, we can invite people into stepping into that space of responsibility with us. But at the end of the day, if I want to make a certain amount of money, or I want to go on a vacation, or I whatever it is that I want to have happen, who else is going to be responsible for making that happen for me except me? Yeah, there's just so much freedom in it. I love it, because the example that I use is that if it's to be, it's up to me, meaning that I want everyone that's in the hive to, like, I get to create value for them. And I have a certain vision for this group. And I'm certainly not doing it all by myself. I have a team of people. I have you supporting me every step of the way. If I'm in a training, I have an entire staff of people and captains. And at the same time, I am going to be the one that is responsible for the experience that everyone has when they're in my presence. And also simultaneously, you're responsible for your experience as well. But I know what I'm being a yes to, and students get to learn certain distinctions, certain processes have to happen. We have a timeline that we get to adhere to. So that's the stuff that I'm taking on as a responsibility, but by no means am I doing it by myself. I love that. I mean, that's how I play my entire life now. I have teams of people inside a training room. I have teams of people outside of the training room, and I am responsible for it all. Beautiful, you know?
And when I say delegate, I don't mean micromanage. I'm so strong in your context that only people that can support you would be, you know, vibrating in that space.
Absolutely. I want to land the distinction between accountability and responsibility as well, just because, again, when we talk about if it's to be, it's up to me, responsibility screams out to me. And outside of transformation, a lot of people have responsibility as this like duty and obligation thing, and it's a heavy thing. But in transformation, it's actually not a heavy thing. There's so much freedom that goes along with it. So I'm going to read the distinction of responsibility, or being responsible, the way that we have it in transformation. So being responsible is a way of being in relationship to results in your life that is available when you choose to be accountable for your past. Being responsible is a choice one makes that has that person see themselves as the creator or co-creator of all things in their life. Being responsible in this way is not the truth. Nevertheless, responsibility is the only place to stand in life where you experience your power. It allows you to recognize and profoundly experience the power of your own input in life. That's what's so. So what? Now what? Responsibility is a place to stand in the present moment as if it's to be, it's up to me. This occurs once we are accountable for the past and everything that has occurred. All of the choices and actions and lack. The root of responsibility is sponsor. So I sponsor my life standing in this moment as I look towards the future and I generate my future and I create my future. I mean, can we just break that down?
I love that.
Yeah, it's so perfect. You know, I ask in the training, what do you think the root word of responsibility is? And most people say respond, and it's not. It's sponsor. So understanding that I sponsor my life standing in this moment as I look towards the future, knowing that I'm going to be the author of everything, right? Which is then connected to I am the source of everything because I author everything. So source and responsibility flow so beautifully together, like puzzle pieces, you know. It's just really beautiful. Honestly, I don't know why they don't teach this stuff in elementary schools because it's so powerful. And I mean, I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole of conspiracy of why they don't teach conscious leadership that young.
Right.
However, can you imagine? Because the way that I grew up with responsibility was not that. And it was almost like a bad and wrong conversation of who wants to be responsible for this? And then right. No one would ever like volunteer. Because if something went wrong, you got blamed.
Yes, for sure.
You know, in all of that lower vibrational conversation and feelings and emotions that come along with that. So I never really wanted to be responsible based on the way the collective unconscious has these definitions. And once I got into transformation and once I really, I mean, I was responsible like in life. I mean, I have a child and I had a child at 16. So I learned very quickly about responsibility, but it was always a very heavy definition of responsibility. It really was like that doom and gloom stuff.
For sure. It was like an either or conversation because you either do it or you get in trouble type of thing.
Absolutely. So this is amazing. I love this.
I love that sponsor route because even in the regular world, like sponsors, if you sponsor someone to do something or you sponsor a charity, you are creating, whether it be finances, a location, basically creating or offering a space for creation. So I love that idea because sponsors create possibility. So yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
I want to start pronouncing it responsible. New word.
The new distinction. If we invent words in transformation too. Badassnicity.
Sourceify. Yeah.
Sourceify. Say it again though. That's so, I want to say it.
Responsible. Responsible. Yeah. See, no one would even notice. There you go. Yeah.
Sounds like you're drunk a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah. A little Kahlua in the coffee.
Swear, Asifer. I am
full. Ma'am, get out of the car.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh. That's so funny. And so we'll landing what accountability is, because in the distinction of responsibility, they talk about accountability for a split second. So accountability is all about the past. It is a focus on me or I am the cause in my life. Being accountable is when a person acknowledges from a place of personal ownership all the ways that their activity or lack of it led to a specific result. In other words, they choose to own that they authored and created all of the things, situations, circumstances, and events that led to the result. That is, they recognize their input and at the very least, their co-creation of the result. Now, if you think about it, back in responsibility, we talked about creating and co-creation as well. We may then say that we are accountable. Only when somebody stands accountable can they say that they're being responsible. Responsibility is a focus on the future from that present moment. Responsibility is a relationship of sponsorship of the future now that I am accountable about the past. Accountability is being able to account for all of the choices and actions, or lack of, that led to a particular event. I own it. I set it up. I created it all. Accountability brings us to the present moment and clears the space for us to be responsible, which is, again, me standing in sponsorship. We ultimately can't be responsible until we are accountable, because as we look to the future and say, if it's to be, it's up to me, but we don't look at the past and say, some of that wasn't up to me, then we will not be truly standing in responsibility. This is a mechanism to take ownership, to get present and be responsible. I account for my past and ask from a neutral place, who was I being or what was I doing to have what I have, which just clearly goes into the be, do, have thing, which we've talked about plenty. There's plenty of podcasts on the be, do, have. It's one of my favorite distinctions of all time. At that moment, I can take a leadership stand of responsibility. So again, just to wrap all of that up, accountability is you accounting for your actions or lack of actions from the past, looking at it from a place of, if I had the result, like if I am declaring a result and I don't have it happen, I get to account for what I did or what I didn't do, who I was being or who I wasn't being, so that now that I'm in this present moment moving forward, I can be responsible, because if I still want that result, it's up to me to have that result, no one else. And I can only do that if I can account for how I've been showing up until now. Maybe this seems very elementary to people, but it's so important because a lot of people don't take these steps, you know? I love this topic. I love this principle of leadership. I think there's so much juice in this, which is, again, why I think that it's a great idea to break these down. So I hope that if you're on here and you're listening, something's opening up for you. I mean, again, I know on some hand, it can sound like it's basic stuff that we all know. But I will tell you, I remember when the trainer was landing, one of the times the trainer was landing accountability versus responsibility, I remember having an aha moment of like, oh, accountability means that you're accounting for the past. Whereas responsibility, because I think people collapse them and people like interchange the words, which isn't necessarily wrong. It works for an average conversation. But one of my favorite sayings is that language is the house of being, and really being clear on our languaging and what we mean and all of that stuff. So it's a beautiful conversation I love to have. Thanks for listening and tuning in. And if any of you have distinctions or topics that you want us to do a deeper dive on, please message us and let me know. I'd be happy to do more research and go down the rabbit hole with all of you all. So that's all we have today. I'm going to end this like I end every episode, which is go out and create something amazing today just because you say so. And I love you all.
Be responsible.